digital, wireless, remote control, control. We are in a very sophisticated age of wonderful, fantastic things that are just making wonderful things happen in our universe. It's quite spectacular and quite interesting, but really it is beyond our imagination. We're in a digital area, which is sort of a very special plus and minus thing, one and zero, and we're into wireless, where it is sent through the air like radio waves, television waves, and telephone waves now, and many wonderful other things. And we're into the remote control, where you don't have to be around near wherever it is that you're working anything. You can press a button and it'll operate the heating system in your home. It'll operate the sound system in your cars. It'll open the door of your car before you arrive there. It'll start the engine of your car and it'll get the things going so that you'll have it ready for you when you get there. And it'll all be warmed up nice and cozy for you. So, we are living in a very spectacular digital wireless remote control age, where control is the key word here. This is something that we have been dealing with all of our life. Throughout all of time, control is what people have tried to get over other people, have tried to get over nations, have tried to get over the world as managing it and directing it and running it. And even now we're putting down probes into the center of the earth looking for heat sources where we can use the heat to generate heat on the surface of the earth, and the thermal use of the water that is heated by underground heat systems. We're all sorts of interesting things are going on. We're just looking to control all sorts of things. Well, now, I have a suggestion. My suggestion may not fall on happy ears, but I have a suggestion. And my suggestion is, man, know thyself. If we can begin to know ourselves, if we can begin to know who we are, instead of trying to control our world and control the world around us, which is in a way noble and in a way very ignoble, but if we can start to control ourselves, control our thinking, we can, by controlling our thinking, be in total charge of our life, our body, our affairs, our world. Now, just for instance, if you were to say, to be able to say of yourself, I'm whole and perfect, and be whole and perfect, you would think that's a pretty wonderful thing. If you were to say for yourself, I am independently wealthy, and be independently wealthy, if you were to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, these would be rather spectacular things. These would be rather wonderful things for us to materialize and demonstrate and reveal in our life. But we don't do that. We're sticking our nose in other people's business, telling other countries how to run their nations, telling other families how to run their families, telling our children how to be themselves, and our parents how to be themselves, and our bosses, and our friends, neighbors, and whomever. We're always trying to tell somebody else how to do something. And yet we have not taken the moment, the one moment that is so important, to know ourselves. Truly, these digital wireless remote control things are rather spectacular, rather outstanding, and they indicate how man's mind can loosen up all sorts of information to accomplish all sorts of great goals. But the greatest goal that man can ever loosen up and accomplish for himself is to know himself. It would seem to me that one of the primary projects of the universe would be to know ourselves. It's more exciting, of course, to work on the outer. It's more exciting to work on something where you see the evidence so quickly before you. But the evidence of knowing yourself is more long-lasting, more compelling, and more wonderful than anything that we could ever do on the outer. How great it is to send a rocket to the moon and to the planets. how great it is to reach out beyond all into outer space. How great it is to create robots, to clone animals that can be reproduced in disease-free manners and so forth. How great it is to know the gene structure of our brain and our mind and our body. How great it is to know all the technological aspects of our being as a human being and as a divine being, more human than divine. How great that is. And what will we accomplish when we're done? When we're done, we're going to have a lot of information, and we will attempt to manipulate that information so that our bodies will be more harmonious and have less problems. And yet, if we were just to stop and think, know ourselves. And when I know myself, and I know that I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, then I will not have those outward problems I need to solve. I will not have the need for communication between myself and other people, because my mind, my thought, is the greatest communicator that ever could be imagined. My body is divinely designed, and science is finding out that my body is trying to tell us that it is continually being divinely designed. The stem cells, which are our original cells that are perfect and waiting to be instructed as to how they're to be used in our body, 10,000 in our brain alone are being produced. Who knows what else in the rest of our body? Every day, 10,000 of these cells are popping up, waiting to be instructed in what they are to do. Are we teaching ourselves? Are we making our primary responsibility to train ourselves, to know ourselves, to be ourselves? To say that we live in this ideal body, this wonderful, wonderful body that is so magnificent, there's not one thought of the human mind that can even begin to understand one cell of the human body? How interesting, isn't it? How interesting. If we were to begin to do a little bit of introspection, listening to the divine within, and let the divine within us reveal all things, we wouldn't need anything in the outer, because in the inner all is, and all that the outer is a reflection of the inner. And if the outer is a reflection of the inner, as our quest for more and more knowledge, more and more outer information, more and more outer relationships, more and more outer activities, then those are going to be our primary goal and our primary direction. Is this where we want to go? Is this what we want to accomplish? Is this our goal in life, to be master of the outer? Truly, digital, wireless, remote control, these are all control of the outer. And once we have control of the inner, we don't need control, but once we are aware of the inner and are in tune, in harmony with the inner, and we are using the inner as that scope of wondrous magic, and as we share our inner with unconditional love, with ourself and with our creation, how great it is. This is the ultimate. This is the goal. This is what we teach here at the University of Healing. Man, know thyself. Physician, heal thyself. It is done unto us according to our belief. And just what is our belief? What is our goal for ourselves? What is our direction for ourselves? All of this outer is wonderful, glorious, exciting, and we won't stop using it just because I say we should look inner first. But the day will come when the outer no longer ceases to fulfill us. What would happen if the earth would blow up and there'd be nothing left of the planet earth? And if we would find ourselves not destroyed, but find ourselves on another planet, or even this planet which had been wiped clean, and we're back here again. And we're on this planet, and all we are is a thought form waiting to put a body around us and waiting to put some sort of a vehicle that expresses our inner self outwardly in our thinking system. What would we do? Would we go from our stem cells, from our ideal self, into an expression of that ideal self? Or would we once again climb the ladder of wondering, imagining, creating the wheel, creating all these things? Or would we, instead of doing that, we'd think, it is done. Whatever dream we have in our mind, it is fulfilled. Should we need a house to live in, it would be fulfilled the instant we thought house. Should we need a vehicle to travel in, we'd have it instantly fulfilled, eternally operative, eternal motion. Instantly. Should we want food? Instantly we'd have it. Should we want creation? Instantly we'd have it. And it would always be exactly what we conceive of as good in ourselves. So our prime requisite at the moment is certainly to begin to think, what is my ideal? What is it I would create if I had the ability to speak my word and bring it forth right now? What would I create? Would I create something beautiful and perfect and whole? Or would I create something needing to improve? What would I create? And that's a choice that it's up to me to know and to have and to be. And that's a choice that I will make today and in this life, because that's who I am. Think with me on these things, because they are tremendous, and it's just the beginning of our wonderful adventure into understanding who and what we are. So join me on this adventure today, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.